Sonny Bono, according to his widow, was hooked on prescription painkillers. The only reason I laugh is that Sonny was anti-drugs.
Yeah, we think that's great. That he was screaming about marijuana in every interview, that he doesn't approve of it, and he was so proud. I never smoked it.
Yeah. He was, we might look cool and hip, but we're not into drugs.
Meanwhile, he's completely tanked every day on Valium and other stuff.
Yeah.
So different.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's different. Yeah, oh, no, you don't understand. That's for other reasons.
Because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, he read about a guy slamming into a tree. You don't just go out and do that on Sonny.
No, the guy was wrecked.
2 weeks later, Sonny, Mary Bono is saying he was wrecked on drugs.
Yeah, for 12 years. Please. And probably longer.
She said the drugs led to mood swings and erratic behavior.
Yeah, he was a drug fiend. And he was screaming about how he's against marijuana. God, if he had been on marijuana, he probably would have been better off.
He would have been fine.
Yeah.
She says Cher even urged her to leave Sonny.
Really?
She gave this interview to TV Guide. He used to take 15 to 20 pills a day around the time he died. She said he started taking prescription drugs for chronic back pain and neck problems, aggravated by neck surgery in 1995.
Yeah. In other words,
he was street drugs.
Oh. That's different. I can't believe there's a difference.
At first, she didn't spot the problem. I didn't know about prescription drugs. I didn't know about their abuse. I didn't know that you could see a bottle of Vicodin or Percodan or Percocet
really?
Or Valium.
You mean she's so naive and stupid, and now she's, well, after that appearance yesterday as a congresswoman, I could see that she's a total dolt. You know, you see somebody popping pills every day, and you don't know there's a problem?
Yeah. 20.
20 a day.
20, yes, to keep
I don't take 20 vitamins a day.
I mean, that's a lot. You got to take, you know, your prescriptions start to mount up after a while when you're taking that many painkillers.
I didn't know there was a problem. What, don't you watch television, movies of the week?
What do you think all those bottles were?
I mean, can you imagine? Oh, she's got to be kidding. Oh, glad she's a congresswoman. And I'm glad Sonny was such a hypocrite.
She says, well, you do know those drugs come with a warning. Do not operate machinery or whatever.
Mm. Sonny. Yeah, man, I don't do marijuana, man, and I'm not for it because it leads to other things. What a hypocrite. The guy's wrecked out of his brain when he's saying it.
I don't need that stuff.
Yeah.
She's 100% convinced now, though, that that's why he died.
Yeah. Well, good riddance.
What he did showed an absolute lack of judgment. That's what those pills do.
One less hypocrite in the world.
They take away your thought process.
Good.
So, there you go.
Sick of the hypocrisy.
She's decided to come forward, hoping that her husband's own personal struggles will help others.
I don't even smoke pot, and I'm for the legalization of pot, because it's so ridiculous. Oh, please.
Police.
Everybody seems to have known Sonny had a problem, but Sonny.
Right. Sonny. Well, Sonny learned the hard way.
Sonny.
Yes, what was our song about Sonny skiing into a tree? That was a good song. You got that, Fred? I'll see what I can do, he says. I love when he says that.
Smoking on his pen.
Yeah, when he's chewing on that pen. See what I can do. Sonny. Yesterday, I forget how it goes. It's good, though.
Which song are you doing?
I got a couple here.
Go ahead. I don't think this is it, but maybe this is it.
I didn't write this. Ever they say that
no, that's
we
not it.
Can't go down.
That's not it.
I'll try.
Sonny. Yesterday your head was still attached.
This is a good one, but this isn't it.
Which one are you thinking of?
Didn't I sing one?
Sonny. That's the same
thing. I thought I sang a Sonny song.
I never recut it.
I don't know.
It was funny. Maybe I never recut it. I don't know.
That friend.
If it is this one, it's not recued.
Oh.
I don't know why.
So nobody wrote it out.
I think I go first because I'm young Kennedy.
No.
Oh, well.
Well, that's all I got.
All right, thanks. Oh, good. Melrose Larry Green has the tape of Sonny Bono's wife.
Okay.
Melrose, play the tape of Sonny's wife.
Okay, but don't hang up on me afterwards.
I might. Go ahead.
Okay, you're allowed.
Yeah, why would you stay
on? Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Go to the videotape.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I actually want to share something with you first as your newest member. when I first came onto this committee, I told my colleagues that I don't understand the rules yet, the five-minute rules and the etiquette, and I asked my colleagues for help, and they all yelled back at me, don't worry, we don't understand it either. So I was thinking, when I get my orientation on the rules, maybe we can all sit down and learn the rules. But I just want to say...
She's trying to be sunny, you know.
To Judge Starr, that it has been an extremely enlightening day for me. And, you know, up until
stop
now,
it for a second.
Basically,
in other words...
has been one a character out of ground.
Stop it for a second!
Howard?
Stop it for 1 second.
Want me to stop it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, I got to tell you, it's
yeah.
like... Instead of learning the rules of the house, mm-hmm. like, you know, she has
like,
to do this.
They tell her there's a five-minute rule.
Yeah.
What's to understand?
I don't understand five-minute rule. I mean, this woman's an idiot. She, describing what she does in the newspaper is an idiotic relationship for 12 years between her and Sonny.
Yeah.
One where she must have no self-esteem.
Well, she's with a famous guy. Why you leave?
Right. And I got to tell you, to hear her describe that she can't figure out a five-minute rule and this self-effacing... Oh, I told everybody I don't understand. You know what? Make it your job to understand.
I don't see how it could be so difficult. They call on you. You got 5 minutes to ask questions.
And you want to know something? That's why Sonny likes her. Because, you know, and this is why
a five-minute rule.
Guys love a girl, a pretty girl who will get up and go, oh, I don't understand anything. And I don't, you know, she's
like you spend all your time. You're like, you're a genius because you can tell her how to. Time 5 minutes.
She's a shame and a blight on all womanhood. She finally got a tremendous opportunity. And what does she do right away? Oh, representatives, you're all so smart. I'm so stupid. I don't know the rules.
Right.
I'm an idiot.
Like, this wasn't even necessary. She's only got five minutes. Do we need to know for 5 minutes?
And here's something important, like an impeachment hearing, which the United States is holding about a president. And she is wasting the public's time with this dumb repartee. And I would respect her more if she stood up and said, you know something? I don't have anything to ask.
You want to hear some more, Howard?
Because I'm an idiot.
Look, you know what they do beforehand? They all divvy up the questions anyway. And they gave her the most lightweight question of the day.
Right. Now, go ahead.
Okay.
And the rest, by the way, the rest of these guys all feel good about themselves because, like, look how she doesn't understand.
Yeah, we're geniuses. Look at poor California over there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That behind that image, there's a human face. There's a human. Behind the spin, that there is a human. And I also want to say that what has been most interesting to me today is to watch all of these lawyers attacking other lawyers for what it is lawyers do, whatever it is.
And,
I have to say, also, I think you have been the victim of a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking and investigation. But, you know, none of that changes the facts. None of that changes the truth. And the
Hold
election
for a second.
On
Stop
November
it.
4th also did not change the facts. It did not change the truth.
Stop it. She's being a good little Republican.
Yeah, right. She's doing the party line. But I forgot that there was one reference in there to a movie. Like she said, you know, the whole time that we've been doing this, it's nice to see you because it was sort of like Groundhog Day.
That's coming up, Robin.
Watching you. Okay.
Okay.
That's coming up.
All right. I thought
Groundhog Day. Yeah. Yes.
I'm going.
Yourself to me today to be the fair, competent, meticulous, and thorough person.
But you don't understand a five-minute rule.
Janet Reno knew you to be when she appointed you.
Thank you.
Yes, you know, someone criticized you that you boast about all of your wins. I think you should boast because I think you do what you do very well. And I think far be it from anybody in this town to criticize somebody for boasting about their record.
No.
But I want to say that I do have a question for you. And Judge Starr, you and your family have been subjected to an enormous amount of personal persecution during your 10 years as independent counsel.
Yes.
Hold it. You know this is written for because tenure must have been separate. During your tenure.
She was reading from the paper.
Yeah. Right. This is all written down for.
She was looking at the paper.
My question is, how do you make Jell-O?
During your tenure.
She's an imbecile. I mean, really, this is the nation's business. Right. And to sit there with this dopey repartee of hers, I think you did a wonderful job. You don't even know if he did a wonderful job. This guy spent millions and millions of the taxpayers' money.
She just said, I don't know what lawyers do, but you do what you do very well.
Yeah, she completely contradicts herself.
I don't know what that is.
It just seems to me they're all criticizing you. No, they're not criticizing him. trying to decide why a guy spent millions of dollars to find out that a guy cheated on his wife. And the doesn't want to talk about
it. He cleared the president of Travelgate, Filegate, Whitewater, everything, but... Oh, he had an affair.
Yeah, he had an affair, and he wanted a lie so his wife wouldn't find out.
If he hadn't kept that stupid investigation going for so long, he never would have caught the president. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Howard, you want to hear Nikki from Motley Crue?
No, get out of here.
Keep Mary Bono going.
Okay, Mary...
I got to take a break anyway.
Oh, well, she's going to get
hang on.
Groundhog Day.
All right.
I'll hang on.
All right, just play it.
Whatever you want to do.
No, just play it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What motivates you to keep going forward? You know, and do you have this bone to pick for the president or this personal vendetta? Do you hold personal animosity toward him? And has that affected the job you've done?
Well, I thank you for that question. Oh. And
such a powder puff question.
I hold no animosity. And I would love
she should
to
be
back
ashamed.
In private life.
Well, she doesn't say anything else after this, because that's
no.
all she gets to say.
Well, the new...
All right, let's hang up on
Howard, her. Howard, don't hang up!
They didn't even give her 5 minutes.
Please don't hang up, Howard.
Well, it looks like she understood that rule. I don't even understand the five-minute rule. You all explained it to me, but I'm such an imbecile.
Yeah, it was so funny, because it was obvious. They said, all right, look, here's your question. It's one question. Just spit it out and don't say another word.
Yeah. Guys love women like her, especially guys like Hyde and all them. Because
right,
like,
at the end, I want to thank you for your question, gentle lady.
Gentle lady. And he looks like a lady.
I know, with his jowls.
Jowls. And, I'm disgusted.